Welcome to the LWYM podcast, your source for hardcore, uncompromising truth in a world full of uncertainty. Here's your host, Gio.
Hello, ladies and gents. This is your host, Gio, and this is the LWYM podcast. And today with me, I have a very lovely person on with me, my wife, Sarai.
Hi, everyone.
It's been a while since we've done one of these together, but again, we have rebooted these podcast series to bring you the most relevant subjects and topics, and today we want to talk about value. It's obviously something that has gotten us into the trouble that we're in today. Well, what do you mean, Gio? It's the reason why our current president was elected. It's the reason why we have such a mess in Congress. It's a reason, just as morally speaking and speaking in that sphere, this is why we are in such disarray as a society, because we believe that we deserve everything. Most people out there say, no, give me this, give me that. Even though I haven't worked a single day or a single minute, a single second for it, I deserve it because I'm simply a human being. And it doesn't work. You know, it doesn't work that way. No. And part of the reason that we don't value things as a society is because we think that we deserve everything. We've earned it simply by living. And that's not the way it works. You have to work in order to get what you're trying to achieve. Now, it all starts at home.
Yes, it does.
What's the problem that you see in your mind, in your eyes, by focusing in on the issue here? What is the problem that you see that at home, there, you know, kids are not being taught how to value things?
An area that I see it in is that maybe they're too spoiled. They're given everything. So in a society where you have a president that everything is given to them, and you, like you said before, everything, they deserve everything around them. And if at home they deserve everything else because they are their precious child, and oh my God, no one can touch him because he's smarter than me and you. Well, then what do they have to look forward to? They're never going to be able to sweat and really work hard for whatever they want to in life, whatever they want to achieve, whether it's a car, whether it's an iPod or whatever it is, they're never going to be able to get to that, because since at home, again, they're given everything. And even if they get an F, it's like, oh, pat on the back, you got an F. It shouldn't work like that. I was taught differently growing up. If you can, what they would, these kids should do is go back to kindergarten, go back to pre-K, go back to first grade, where you're taught to say please and thank you. Because that's where, if you didn't get it at home, that's where it got along the line. But even our school systems are being corrupted. Absolutely. So I'm not quite sure what they're being taught now. But back then, that's how I learned from it. And if sometimes along my path, I tend to forget to say please and thank you. But I always try to make an effort to say please, to say thank you. You know, we work hard for our money, and I don't sit here and say, I deserve this and I deserve that. We don't deserve anything. Absolutely. We don't even deserve the forgiveness from Christ.
Absolutely.
From the blood that was shed. We should have been up there.
Absolutely. Well, that's the mentality that makes you, when you think to yourself, I deserve this, I deserve the other thing, I deserve everything that is supposed to be given to me, then you start going down the slippery slope where now you start believing that I deserve for that person to open the door for me, because that's, I'm the right king of Rome. I'm Pharaoh, whatever the case may be. I don't need to say thank you because I deserve to, get this entitlement, that entitlement, the other thing. Nobody deserves anything.
That's right.
As a matter of fact, this whole idea of redistributing wealth is a Marxist idea, and one that our own president adopts. Remember during the campaign trail, Joel the plumber, he says, you know, we need to redistribute the wealth. So let me understand this straight. I work hard for my money. You work hard for your money. There are tons of people that work hard for what they get in life. And yet those that don't lift a single day, they don't work, they don't lift a single finger, they get to get a part of my wealth even though I worked there hard for it. Okay? I don't see that. I don't understand that. And then there's a lot of people out there that teach that Jesus taught social justice. And I see all the opposite. Yeah. Let's go back to 1 Samuel for a second. We see that when Israel says, we want a king, we see before Saul is anointed by God to be king over Israel, God tells Samuel, the prophet, go out and tell him what's going to happen if you have a king over you. And he says, he's going to take everything that you have. He's going to take a tenth of your vineyards, of everything that you own, and he's going to bring it to himself. He's going to have it for himself. He's going to give it to all of his servants. In essence, communism. Yeah. he's going to take everything you have, everything you've worked hard for, and he's going to basically take some of it for himself. And that's not biblical at all.
That's
it's
right.
not biblical. God tells you, read it somewhere in the Bible. I'm not going to tell you where it is. Search for it. Whoever does not work shall not eat.
That's right.
That's the way it is. You have to work. But look, aside from that, what we're talking about today is value. Valuing is so important because value allows you to treasure things, allows you to give something its importance, allows you to really appreciate what you don't deserve.
Of course.
When a person says thank you, when a person does you, you know, does you a solid, like they say, a solid, a favor, you don't deserve that.
That's right.
When your parents are taking care of you, yes, that's their obligation. But there's a lot of parents that don't fulfill their obligations. You should thank God. You should thank your parents for fulfilling their obligations with you. When a person does something for you, when they give you a gift, whatever the case may be, even if it's not material, you should learn to value that.
Of course.
Because you're undeserved of whatever it is that that person gives you, including Jesus Christ.
That's right.
And I think the outlining factor here is, and I want you to expound on this a little bit, we don't take care of our salvation. We don't value our salvation, especially this generation of Christians.
We don't. We sit back and we think that, not that we deserved to be on there, but that all of a sudden we deserve Jesus' forgiveness. Why? My sins were as black as charcoal, the dirtiest thing. And I'm going to sit here and lay back and say, I deserve his forgiveness. No, I didn't deserve anything. As a matter of fact, I don't deserve anything that I have up to this point. I really don't. And I wake up every morning giving thanks, like you said.
Absolutely.
Giving thanks to God for my family, for my children, for our home, for my Christian life, for God, for him dying on the cross. I give thanks to that every day because everything that I've had and everything that I got up to this point, up to today, it's been because of his grace. It's been because of him. So when I lose sidetrack and I push God out of the equation, and now it's all about me because this generation is about me, 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 I. Well, when I get to college and all of a sudden financial aid doesn't come through, I'm going to get distraught because I'm expected a free ride.
Absolutely.
I deserved the actual financial aid to come through because I worked hard in high school and I deserved the financial aid. No, you don't. If you don't get it, you work hard for it. Get a job. And pay for your school.
You bring up an interesting point. And to end, I want to bring a very solid point. James tells us in the Bible that all good deeds, everything good comes from the Father of lights, in which there is no shadow of turning. And the author of the Hebrews tells us that we have to maintain, we have to take care of our salvation. So even in something so beautiful as salvation and eternal as it is, we have to take care of it.
Yes,
because God has given us the stewardship, because everybody talks about, oh, we're stewards of money, this, that, and the other thing. No, we're stewards of the salvation that God has given us.
That's right.
And we have to take care of that. Aside from that, we have to value our fellow man. We have to value the things that God has given us. We have to value the fact that God has given us life because he is the life giver.
That's right.
So in everything and anything, remember to give thanks. And even if this has not been your outlook for your entire life, it's time for you to make a change. It's time for you to really start to appreciate and come to the understanding that you must be thankful for everything that you receive because you are undeserving of any of it. I'll give you the last word.
Well, I just wanted to say that I don't want the listener to think that we're pounding on them because it's not the ideal. We're bringing across some points that need to be spoken about because this day and age it's ungrateful. It's very selfish. We don't deserve a lot of things, but at the flip of that, later in life, when you start valuing things now at a young age, later in life, you're going to look back and you're going to be like, thank God I did that change then and not now.
Absolutely.
Because when they get married, when they have kids, later in life, they're going to be like, thank God that I invested in my relationship with my parents, I invested in my walk with God. You're going to see the fruits of it.
Absolutely. You work hard at your relationship with God, you're going to say, man, you know, I took time to, you know, really get to know God. And in material things and in regular in life, when you start working for something, you feel good about it because you say, man,
exactly.
I really earned it. I worked for it. I earned my keep. I was able to buy a house. I was able to do this. You know, things that we all want to achieve in life.
Right.
So when you truly work for it and you value those things, life is going to be a lot easier
yes.
because of it. Sarai, thank you for being today on the podcast with me. I know that we'll do future podcasts together. But that's all the time that we have left for today. I want to thank you for joining us. Remember to download previous podcasts on our website, lwim.org, lwim.org. Until next time, may the Lord shine his face upon you. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for joining us. To download more podcasts or to check out the cool perks in our page, visit our website, www.lwym.org. Our meetings take place every Friday night, 8 p.m. at 3175 Southwest 25th Street in Miami, Florida. Submit your questions or comments to info@lwym.org. This has been the LWYM Podcast.